post-resurrection bodies. Post-resurrection bodies of the saints will be spiritual, but without the conversion of flesh into spirit. The bodies of the righteous after the resurrection will not need any tree to preserve them against death from disease or from extreme old age, or from any material nourishment to prevent any kind of distress from hunger or thirst. This is because they will be endowed with the gift of assured and inviolable immortality, and so they will eat only if they wish to eat. Eating will be for them a possibility, not a necessity. This is what the angels also did when they appeared in visible and tangible form. They ate, not because they needed food, but because they were able to eat, and they wanted to do so, to fit in with men's ways by displaying some human characteristics in the performance of their ministry. For we ought not to suppose that the angels ate only in illusory appearance when they were entertained by human beings, though it seemed to be their host, who did not know whether they were angels, that they partook of food because, like us, they needed nourishment. That is why the angel in the book of Tobias says, "You saw me eating, but it was in your own vision that you saw me," which means you suppose that I took food, as you do, because of the need to restore the body's losses. Well, it is possible that a more credible suggestion might be put forward on the subject of the angels. However, that may be, the Christian faith has no doubts about the Savior himself. Christians believe that even after his resurrection, when he was now appearing in spiritual, though still real, flesh, he took food and drink in the company of his disciples. But it is not the ability, it is in the need to eat and drink that will be taken away from bodies like this. They will be spiritual not by ceasing to be bodies, but by being supported in their existence by a life-giving spirit.